Welcome everybody to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. It is Monday, December 19th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, I think you're gonna have a blast. And lean on the community. They are absolutely amazing. First and foremost, whether you've been around for a while or if you're new, every Monday I post another video. It's entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. And that's exactly what it means. Got to go ahead and watch that before you watch the rest of this video, because it gives you all the backstory, terminology, the what, the hows, the whys, as to all the stuff that I discuss in these videos or that the private track offers. A lot of it won't make sense unless you watch that other video. It talks about the goal times, what's the Leo, what's the Neo, what's the wild card, why is there a not for time option? All that's in the other video. So watch that, come back, and then you can enjoy the daily videos. The purpose of these videos is not just to read the different options, you can do that on your own, but to give you a bit of the why behind it and maybe some thoughts as to how to approach it, the intent, that kind of good stuff. So let's dive right in. Today is also our not for time option, for time or not, your choice. Starting off with 50 strict pull-ups. What a great way to start, right? It's also why it's the not for time option. Got to break it up a lot, but you can do it. That's okay, because by the end, you'll be stronger at strict pull-ups, and strict pull-ups are such a great foundational thing, but people don't want to put them into workouts because they're scared that the clock will continue to run. Then I got a quote-unquote slow time, and then I'm not fit. Let's get that nonsense out of your head. That's not how we roll at Lynchpin. We do what's effective, not what's popular. We do what's going to make you a better athlete in person long-term, and strict pull-ups are one of those things. You do the strict pull-ups. Now, I would say, you know, if you're doing 5 sets of 10, that's actually really good, by the way. That's, 5 sets of 10 would be incredible. 10 sets of 5 would even be a really significant feat and challenge. So don't be upset if you're reduced to sets smaller than 5 reps to accomplish that. Most of us will be, and that's okay. Take the rest that you need between sets, go ahead and knock it out, and if you know, if it makes sense for you, scale if needed, and it'll be great. When you finish that, bang, immediately into a burner that quite intentionally is also pulling, but just of a different nature in a different direction. So you've got an upper body pull with the strict pull-ups, and obviously no hip drive is in that. Then you've got pulling from the ground with hip drive for the power clean, and pulling on the rower with hip drive. And so it is a pulling extravaganza today, and one part of the workout that's just going to take some time, and then all of a sudden it's off to the races for that 21:15:9 short and sharp workout. So I hope everybody really enjoys that. And if we look back on upper body pulling, here's why we did a big chunk of 50 strict pull-ups today. Go back last week, we had ring muscle-ups, kipping, we had kipping chest-to-bar pull-ups. We go back before that, we had pull-ups in Murph, which are chin over bar kipping. We had bar muscle-ups happening. We had rope climbs. So a set of strict pull-ups made a lot of sense. And then pulling from the ground without going overhead on just the power clean paired with the rower was a nice complement to what we had done recently as well. So that should be a great ball of fun for everybody today. Let's see, for the wild card option, we knocked things down or changed it just a little bit. So the wild card option is for time or not, 20 strict pull-ups, breaking it up as needed, and then 30 kipping pull-ups. So that might be a good place for somebody who's like, look, yeah, I could do the 50 strict pull-ups, but it's gonna take me 90 minutes. That's not what we're looking for. And so for some people, 20 strict pull-ups will be quite a challenge, and then they can finish off with 30 kipping and then immediately into the regular workout. Scaled option, of course, has the ring rows in there. We knocked down the loading a bit. And for the, all I would say for the scaled option is make those ring rows challenging. It's just like I said again, make it so that you're going to have to do 10 really hard sets of 5 because you've chosen such a steep angle for your body. Then that's going to get you stronger upper body wise. If you just decide to put your body at an easy angle and you blow through the first set of 25 unbroken, yeah, you're not challenging yourself. You want to challenge the system. Limited equipment crew, they don't have a barbell, they don't have a rower. They're doing the pull-ups, but then they're doing dumbbell power cleans and a 200 meter run each time. So enjoy that. Great way to kick off the week. Thanks for being a part of it, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.